Scutia deserta. All those kyles, lochs, and sounds. And the gulls at Lark's Pier. Sitting in that cafe at the big window full of wind and light, reading and watching. Thinking back to the ice. Watching it move from the high middle spine out into the Atlantic. Feeling it gouge out lochs and sculpt craggy pinnacles and smooth long beaches. The land emerges, bruised and dazed in the Arctic light. Gannets gather in the islands, eagles on the piney hills, cotton grass tosses in the wind. Men come, gazing around them. What name shall be given it? Alba. White beach meditations, mountain contemplations imprinted on the mind. One left traces of his presence out there in Bute in the Gravelach Isles and the Kilbarran Sound. The holy voyage of Brandon. Brandon was maybe a believer, but that's neither here nor there. First and foremost, he was a navigator, a figure moving mile by mile along the headlands, among the islands, tracing a way between foam and cloud with an eye to outlines. Sound of Islay, the Firth of Lorne, Tyree Passage, the Sound of Mull, Skerry Vore and Barra Head, Loch Alsh, Kyleria, Sound of Rasi. Ah, the clear sounding words, and a world opening, opening. Other figures crossed the scene, like this one. Kentigern, they cried him. In the church I attended around the age of 9, was that stained glass window, showing a man with a book in his hand, standing on a seashore, preaching to the gulls. I'd be gazing at the window and forgetting the sermon, all about good and evil, with a lot of mangled metaphor and heavy comparison, eager to get back out onto the naked shore, there to walk for hours on end, with a book sometimes in my hand, but never a thought of preaching in my mind. Trying to grasp at something that wanted no godly name. Something that took the form of blue waves and grey rock and that tasted of salt. A rocky walk and a smell of kelp between Fairley and Largs. Drifting smoke, the glint of autumn leaves on Loch Lomond side. Ghostly gulls in the greyness. Kia, 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 kia. September at Applecross. Tyree on a March morning. The kingdom of the wind. Seven islands in the August sunlight. Isla, Jura, Scarba, Lung, Ling, Shuna, Seal. Walking the coast. All those kyles, lochs and sounds. Sensing the openness, feeling out the lines. Order and anarchy, chaos and cosmology, our mental geography. Have you heard Corry Wrekin at the spring flood in the west of Libloin? The roaring so great, you can hear it 20 miles along the mainland coast. Admiralty charts show a 9-knot race. For the senses that do no calculations but take it all in, it's a rushing white flurry, birthplace of a wave and wind philosophy. Let the images go bright and fast, and the concepts be extravagant, wild host, erratic guest. That's the only way to say the coast. All the irregular reality of the rocky sea-washed west. Pelagian discourse, Atlantic poetics, from first the last.